Hello, and welcome to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 9th. I am your host, Mr. Miller. This podcast will cover a number of topics that happen on this date in history. Please visit the podcast webpage at thishappentoday.buzzsprout.com. There, you can download the notes page, which will help you organize the information as well as develop your own ideas on how these events change the world around us. If you're interested in hearing more, please consider subscribing so you will not miss out on what happens tomorrow in history. In 1959, Barbie doll made its debut at the American Toy Fair in New York. The doll was designed by Ruth Handler and introduced by Mattel Toy Company, costing $3. According to History.com, Barbie was 11 inches tall with a waterfall of blonde hair. Barbie was the first mass-produced toy doll in the United States with adult features. The woman behind Barbie was Ruth Handler, who co-founded Mattel Incorporated with her husband in 1945. After seeing her young daughter ignore her baby dolls to play make-believe with paper dolls of adult women, Handler realized that there was an important niche in the market for a toy that allowed girls to imagine the future. Over the years, Barbie generated huge sales and a lot of controversy. On the positive side, many women saw Barbie as providing an alternative to traditional 1950s gender roles. She has had a series of different jobs, from airline stewardess, doctor, pilot, and astronaut to the Olympic athlete and even the U.S. presidential candidate. Others thought Barbie's never-ending supply of designer outfits, cars, and dream houses encouraged kids to be materialistic. It was Barbie's appearance that caused the most controversy, however. Many claimed that Barbie provided little girls with an unrealistic and harmful example and fostered negative body image. Despite the criticism, sales of Barbie-related merchandise continued to soar, topping $1 billion annually by 1993. Since 1959, more than 800 million dolls in the Barbie family have been sold around the world, and Barbie is now a bona fide global icon. In 1974, work on the 800-mile-long Alaska oil pipeline connecting oil fields in northern Alaska to the seaport of Valdez. It was completed in just over 2 years in 1977 and transports up to 2 million barrels of oil per day. The discovery of oil on Alaska's North Slope in 1968 spurred the creation of a safe and efficient way to bring those reserves to market. Atlantic Richfield Company, British Petroleum, now BP, and Humble Oil, a subsidiary of Exxon Corporation, agreed to build a pipeline that would connect the North Slope to Valdez, an ice-free port on Prince William Sound. The movement of oil through the 48-inch pipe would be boosted by pumping stations situated along its length, ensuring a constant flow at roughly 4 miles per hour. At this rate, oil would complete the journey from Prudhoe Bay to Valdez in about 9 days. The pipeline moved its 1 billionth barrel of oil in early 1980. It was on this date in 1997 that a rapper known as Notorious B.I.G., or Christopher Wallace, was shot to death in a drive-by shooting while sitting at a stoplight in Los Angeles. This murder was thought to be brought upon by a rift between rival rappers from both the East and West Coast. Notorious B.I.G. was killed only a few weeks before his latest album, entitled Life After Death, was scheduled to be released. A similar incident occurred in Los Angeles only 6 months prior, when rapper Tupac Shakur was killed by a drive-by shooter. You have been listening to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 9th. I thank you for listening, and I hope that you have enjoyed learning about the historical events from the past. Thank you to the following websites for the information regarding the topics today: ThePeopleHistory.com, Barbie doll makes its debut at History.com, in the Alaska oil pipeline at Britannica.com. The music used as the background track for this podcast is Americana, created by Kevin McLeod on Incompetech.com. If you enjoyed this information and would like to hear more, please consider subscribing, as this will keep the historical events in your feed in the morning each day. I hope you have a great day.